Students at the University of Nagasaki are attempting to recreate a community that a nuclear weapon destroyed. The Urakami neighborhood in Nagasaki was ground zero for the second atomic bomb the U.S. dropped on Japan in World War II. That attack killed an estimated 39,000 people, and it destroyed most pictures of life in Urakami before the war. The students are recreating pre-war Urakami with the help of memories and 3D technology. Akiko Fujita sent us this report from Nagasaki.
Byeonduk Jones sits in an empty computer lab with a dozen photos in hand. Some are blurry, others faded. The 48-year-old University of Nagasaki professor inspects each one in search of clues to the past. He points to an aerial shot of Nagasaki to show where the university hospital was. That tiny box to the right, he says, is the medical school. An American warplane snapped that picture in August 1945, 2 days before the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the city. The U.S. released the photo a few years ago. The black and white image gave Jeon the first glimpse into life here before the nuclear attack. The more I stared at the picture, I saw trees, buildings, heard laughter from people on the ground, he says. The image inspired Jeon to recreate a 3D aerial image of the neighborhood. Students Yurika Uchijima and Kanoko Maeda asked to take the project a step further for a graduate thesis. The students wanted to include the street corners, homes, and churches, bring back the entire neighborhood digitally. Maeda says she'd heard stories about Urakami through her peace studies class and her grandmother, an atomic bomb survivor. Maeda immediately connected with the project. There weren't many photos that survived the Nagasaki bombing, so the students struggled to visualize the neighborhood. They walked down Urakami streets, knocked on every door in search of atomic bomb survivors and their memories of happier days. That search led them to Yoshitoshi Fukahori, a survivor who had spent 30 years collecting pictures of Nagasaki for the city's Foundation for Peace. Fukahori was a teenage student in 1945. He says Urakami was a community that opened its doors to everybody. The neighborhood operated like one big family and shared in each other's joy. He remembers the day his sister sang on the radio. Everybody crammed into the local barber shop to hear her voice. Fukahori wasn't home the day of the bombing, but his sister was. He found her dead with his uncle and aunt when he returned home a few days later. The emotional stories have turned an academic project into a personal one. The students spent hours comparing notes on the color of the brick at Fukahori's old church. They mull over the location of the post office sign where four women gathered for a photo. So far, they've digitally recreated a tenth of Urakami's buildings, but they say there are limits to 3D. Yurika Uchijima says she wanted to bring back the joy the survivors felt in these homes, but a computer screen doesn't convey emotions. It's hard to get a real sense of Urakami without hearing the stories. Uchijima and Kanoko hope to finish the map by December when they graduate. As for the map's future use, Professor Jones sees it as a tool for peace, one that creates a window into another lifetime that a nuclear weapon wiped away. For the world, I'm Akiko Fujita in Nagasaki, Japan.
If you'd like to see some of the 3D recreations of Nagasaki, we've got a short video on our website. Just visit theworld.org.